Good morning, and thank you for joining our industry call. This is Tamara Pigott, and before I kick it to Commissioner Pendergrass to help us kick things off, I do want to remind you that this is a public call and that we are recording it, and we will post the recording at leavecb.com so those who were unable to join us this morning can hear what was shared. So with that, Commissioner Pendergrass, I'm going to kick things over to you. If you will hit star 2 to unmute yourself, sir. All right. I'm not hearing Commissioner Pendergrass. Give him another few seconds, but we have a really nice lineup for you this morning. John Talmadge from Economic Development. We've got Janine Joy from United Way. We're going to hear from both Jackie Lezak at Fort Myers Beach and John Lai at Sanibel Captiva Chamber. These give us some updates on what's going on those islands. And then I will give you an update on what's going on at the VCB. Commissioner Pendergrass, by chance, have you joined us now? All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead, if it's okay, John Talmadge, and kick it to you. And if Commissioner Pendergrass is able to join us shortly, we'll let him do the welcome once he's on the line. John, you there? Remember to use star 2. All right. Wondering. No, John, no Commissioner Pendergrass. Janine.
Tam, this is Warren. Would you want me to go ahead and give a quick update on John's behalf?
Yeah, if you don't mind. Wait a minute. Maybe John's there.
Okay.
It's the Cecil. Cecil's on the phone.
Oh, this is Cecil. Okay. Commissioner, please, if you don't mind giving us a welcome, that's fantastic.
Oh, great. Thank you. Thank you so much. I was trying to get through on myself here. So, good morning, everyone, and thank you for your patience, and thank you for being such great partners and involved. You know, obviously, this every year we have an issue here, so like the last few years, south of Florida, but I am confident with our TDC, VCB board, and our staff and all our partners, we're all going to obviously come out of this storm, and we're going to have a lot of work ahead of us the next few months, but I am confident with our staff, we're going to be able to get, you know, heads and beds back here in south of Florida. Look forward to working on it. Thank you for everybody's patience. I know we still have some a lot of hotels down from 2 years ago, and we're obviously going to continue doing what we're doing, and thank you for everybody's patience. Obviously, power has been an issue lately. I know, I think the higher reach just got theirs up last week. I was working with Brian and FP&L trying to get their power back up this week, and other areas along the coast, it was devastation or, you know, water intrusion again, but we're going to get through this, and look forward to another great year. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Commissioner. I appreciate you joining us. Next on our agenda, we have John Talmadge. I don't know if John's made it yet, but John, are you on the call? Remember to unmute yourself by using star 2. All right, awesome.
Good morning, everyone. I'm John Talmadge, the Director of Economic Development for the county. And I'm going to give you some basic information about some of the things that are available for y'all or for your employees to access. The first thing is for the businesses on the phone, please take the business impact and damage assessment survey. The state uses that for purposes of how they're going to allocate funds and things like that. So we want to make sure that that everyone is able to access that survey and to fill it out. It's a long and complicated, but if you can indulge us and do that, it's on both the VCB's website and our website as well. The most immediate loan that you can access is the Florida Small Business Emergency Bridge Loan Program. It's a $50,000 loan, up to $50,000. That's interest-free. It's required to You're required to repay it within a year. The idea is to take, you know, to take money from them and then to borrow money from the SBA to pay it back after 1 year. But it's interest free, and it's the most popular loan program we have. The second one is the SBA economic injury and physical damage loan. But right now they're taking applications. But the problem is that because Congress has not come up with a reauthorization for additional funding for FEMA, it's not funded yet. So it'll take applications, and then when Congress does come back into session, then they will move forward with funding that. Then the last thing is there's FEMA assistance, and anyone who went through the hurricane can apply for an immediate $700 of assistance from FEMA to help them with, you know, day-to-day costs and things like that. That's a grant. It's not, you don't have to repay it. You don't have to do anything other than apply for it and then to receive it. And for all these things, they're on our website, which is leadcountybusiness.com. And we're available to help you with the loan applications, as well as provide additional information as it becomes available. Also, the SBD, the Small Business Development Council at FGCU, has set up a business recovery center. We're trying to set up centers in every community that was most impacted. So we will forward that information to TAM as it becomes available so that you have access to it. And then the last thing is the county is setting up permitting offices and mobile permitting offices in each of the impacted areas, Pine Island, Captiva, et cetera, in order to issue permits for work needed so that people don't have to come downtown to apply. So those are opening up as we speak, and they will mostly be open by Monday. So with that, Tam, I think I'm done. Let's do some questions.
Does anybody have a question for John? If you do, you can hit *2 to go ahead and ask him. John, they're usually a little shy on the first call, I always notice. So we'll see.
I understand. Completely understand.
But all right.
For a while, everyone has me later on.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll do that. Thank you, John. Appreciate you. All right. Next up, we have Janine Joy from United Way. Janine, please hit *2 to unmute yourself. All right, I'm not hearing Janine, so we will see if she is able to join us later. I understand how busy everyone's schedule is, and sometimes things don't go exactly as planned. So we'll shift gears, and we'll talk to Jackie Lezak from the Fort Myers Beach Chamber of Commerce. Excuse me, Jackie, apologize for that. Please hit *2 to unmute yourself, Jackie.
Okay, thank you. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Good morning. Yes, ma'am. We can hear you loud and clear.
No worries. So, Fort Myers Beach, what can I say? We're kind of crazy resilient out here. I've just witnessed what is probably quite possibly the greatest comeback in this beach's history in the last week or so. We were back on the island by noon the next day. We had water by the end of that day. Power was coming on by the following day, started to come up across the island, and I believe we are completely energized right now. There might be, one or two small exceptions, but the roads were immediately being cleared. The boulevard is completely clear. They're finishing up pulling the last of the sand off the boulevard and piling it up for sifting. They've already been working on our sewers. Shout out to the county for that. They've been working on the side streets. They've been cleaning up debris. The clock was pulled off at Times Square. I believe that's scheduled to go back to Times Square. They're working on clearing Bayside Park. That should be done next week. I'm blown away by the coordination efforts between the town, the fire department, Lee County, and the sheriff. What I just saw over the last week was nothing short of a miracle. And, you know, I can't say thank you to everybody enough. We are, you know, while we're not pleased that we had to go through this again, the efforts across the board from all of our governmental agencies and from the citizens who helped each other and the nonprofits who stepped up. We have World Central Kitchen that's been helping out here. Red Cross has been out. Lee Health has been out. Harry Chapin Food Bank has been out supporting the residents and the guests and the businesses. Our hotels are back open. Pink Shell Diamond Head up and running with pools going. Margaritaville's open. It's going to take a little longer on their pool this time. We've got quite a few of our vacation rentals, probably well more than 50% back up and running. Bars and restaurants are open and running. We have a list on our website, fortmyersbeach.org, that is keeping a tally of who's back open. And, you know, we're pushing forward into season, and we are moving forward with sand sculpting. So we decided yesterday that we believe we can pull this event off. The Treasure Island event that was the same weekend as us canceled. And we're not sure if the Siesta Key Crystal Classic will cancel or not. We're waiting to hear. But we're going to go ahead and move forward for November 21 to 24 on sand sculpting and December 7th for the Christmas Boat Parade.
That's awesome news, Jackie.
Sums it up. I mean, I can't tell you how blown away I am by all of this. It's while all of us are suffering personally and trying to clean up all kinds of other stuff, it doesn't matter. Everybody's pitched together and are helping each other. And we have a groundbreaking this morning at 10 o'clock for the beach bar, and one coming up shortly behind it for the fire department for the new fire station.
That is great news. Unfortunately, I won't be able to join you this morning for that groundbreaking. I know how much everybody loves the beach bar, including people in my house. So I am really excited to hear about that groundbreaking. And, you know, it's a great day, you know, when those things happen.
Yeah.
And as everybody on this call knows, we celebrate all the openings and reopenings. That's part of coming back from, you know, any situation we've ever had to deal with. I hate to say it, Jackie, I think we're getting too good at this. I don't want to be good at this, but I am impressed too. It is an impressive lot.
Yeah.
Well,
I think, you know, there's a lot of folks who this might be the final straw for them, but we have other people coming in who are picking up the mantle and moving forward, and I can't, you know, I'm so excited about that.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, as I keep saying, you know, as we build back, we will build more resiliently. We will not be as vulnerable to these challenges, right? I mean, you know, the new construction has a different approach, and I think, you know, that's the important part of this conversation is we're going to get more resilient as a result of what we're dealing with. Well, thank you, Jackie, for that update. Anything else?
Yeah, I have one last ask. So for our sand sculpting, if anybody out there has anyone who would be willing to help sponsor the event or take an ad out in the event guide, please shoot them my way to the chamber events at fmbchamber.com. We're going to need a little bit of lifting help on that end to get the event out the gate.
All right. Well, we appreciate you being with us this morning, Jackie, and I know you got to get off to that ribbon cutting. Thanks so much for joining us.
No, thank you guys for all your support and teamwork. I can't express how much we all appreciate it enough. So thank you to everyone.
All right. I'm going to shift back and see if Janine has been able to join us. Janine, are you on the call? You have to star 2 to unmute yourself. Yeah, awesome.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
I
can.
I think my headset I was on. It wasn't letting me talk. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. I knew you had the information. I figured you would join us. We're happy to hear from you now.
Okay. I just want to say some of these numbers are going to be from Helene and through today, because really we're looking at less than a month. And we know we had effects coming in. We have currently, through our Gifts in Kind program, we've been working with all the nonprofits and focusing with Fort Myers Beach Strong, Fish of Sand Cap, and Beacon of Hope, because there are kind of anchors in those areas to get the help out. we have actually sent out over $1.3 million in donated goods. That includes everything from muck buckets to blow-up mattresses to all different kinds of things. We have given out almost $100,000 worth of individual assistance through the agencies and through United Way 211, and that's in the form of gift cards for food or Visa gift cards to replace certain items. And so those are going through our agencies and some through 211. The one thing we're really concerned about right now is the trickle-down effect, because people were without work for at least a few days. Kids were out of school, so parents had to stay home even if their work was open. So we know that those families that were just making it, or maybe a little bit above paycheck to paycheck, will feel the impact of this a few weeks down the road. We know we're going to see things where people aren't going to be able to make their rent, and the holidays are coming up as well. So we are prepared for that and trying to secure more things to be able to help people as they call in. The best thing for people to do is to either dial 211 from their phone, or, because it doesn't always work on cell phones, 239-433-3900. We have also been able to secure two truckloads of mattresses. They will be twins and queens. They are not here yet, but once we get those, we will be working with our partners to get those out to the people who are ready to replace things like that. We know we'll have one coming hopefully in the next 2 weeks, and then another one in November. And we just keep trying to secure other things as well to make sure that we're getting them into the hands of people who need it as they rebuild and get back to normal. Does anybody have any questions?
Any questions for Janine? Star two. All right, Janine, I think they're just being shy today. I'm sure at the end we'll end up with some questions. If you can stick around, that's great. But if not, I'll get those questions to you, okay?
All right, I'll stay on. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. Now we're going to shift back to the chamber conversation and hear from John Lai at SANCAP Chamber. John, star two, sir.
Thanks, Tam. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Excellent. Yeah. Thank you so much. And thanks for having this call. Hate that we have to do it all over again, but here we are. It is a week out from Hurricane Milton, and I echo Jackie's sentiments and the fact that, you know, this is one of those that we were able to mobilize very, very quickly afterwards, thanks to the great work from our county and our city teams to get us back on island as quickly as possible. And you know, I want to, you know, tell everyone that are island residents that are on this call that we, you know, heeding the call to evacuate certainly helped us expedite the process to get back on the islands as quickly as we did, because there was no search and rescue. It was literally just a cleanup and then open the bridges to allow us back on. And so that did what it was supposed to do. A week out, we are, as you probably know, posting on our Facebook page, all of the open businesses for Eat, Shop, Stay, and Play. Currently, we currently, as of today, have 25 open restaurants, 22 open retailers, and just under 20 lodging options. And that will, each day that goes by, you'll see those numbers go up exponentially. This is a weeks, not months, event for cleanup and getting back up in operation. Next week, the chamber will be launching three separate campaigns to let folks know that while our hearts go out to our neighbors to our north, that Southwest Florida beaches, and particularly San Juan Captiva beaches, are open and ready to host visitors. We'll be doing a series of Facebook Live events as well called Pieces of Paradise, where we'll show real-time looks at what our beaches look like, what our roadways look like, what our restaurants look like. And so we'll be doing that and hoping to draw some folks down here. Like Jackie said, we do have some events coming up. I know that two of them recently got rescheduled. Taste of the Islands is going to be rescheduled for a later date. and Wines in the Wild, which is an SECF event, was going to be in November, is now going to be in January. So, but I'm happy to announce that the time capsule that will kick off the City of Sanibel's 50th anniversary is still a go on November 5th. So after you vote, please come out, and, or before you vote, come out and be a part of that celebration. It's also, I think, the day before the VCB's annual meeting. Is that right, Tam?
That is correct.
Very good. And then on November 6th and 7th, we will have our luminary events out here on Sanibel. The 6th will be on Sanibel, and the 7th will be on Captiva. And we will be so excited to be putting, I think it's the kickoff to the holiday season, but also just a bidding farewell to hurricane season. So looking forward to hosting everyone. We are pushing out our Wander map. For those of you who don't know, it's an app. It's also an interactive map that you can just go to our website, sanibel-captiva.org, click the link, and you'll be able to see where all the restaurants and retailers and attractions are that are open. You'll be able to get their real-time hours of operation and be directed directly to their sites for more information if you should need that. So any inland hotels that have guests that want to take a drive out here but don't know if their favorite place is open, that's probably the best resource that we would recommend sending them to. But our website is also very up to date, but you can go right there and download the Wander map as well.
Hey, John, I think you said November 6th and 7th for Luminary. Is that correct?
Not at
or
all.
Is it December?
December 6th and 7th.
Okay.
Sorry, December 6th and 7th. I don't even know what month I'm in. It is December 6th and 7th. I do apologize. It is November 5th for the time capsule, November 6th for the VCB annual meeting, and December 6th and 7th for Luminary.
All right. Anything else, John?
I think that's it for now, Tam. I don't want to take up too much of your time, but if you have any questions, happy to answer them.
And we really appreciate you being on, John, and I know all the hard work that goes into what you and Jackie do, and you know, it's a great partnership with us here at the Bureau, and we are grateful for that partnership. Can't do it without you guys.
Back at you.
All
Tam.
Right.
Thank you.
Does anybody have a question for John? I'm going to give him the chance, John, but it's been real quiet out there. Okay, I'm going to shift to the VCB update. I know John has a damage assessment project going on. I do too. So we have sent out several links to our post-hurricane damage assessments. We've also called all the hoteliers, or at least tried to reach all the hoteliers, but have not been successful due to, you know, phone lines and, you know, leaving messages and not always getting a call back. And we understand how busy you are. But if you have not either spoken to a VCB staffer or completed our damage assessment survey, I ask that you do so at your earliest convenience. It's posted on our partner website, leavecb.com. And again, we really appreciate you doing that. We share that information with the Emergency Operations Center here in the county. It's very important to them. So now I'm going to kind of run through the areas of the VCB and what's going on with them. Our communications team has some upcoming journalist FAM visits. Two separate Colombian journalists will be visiting our area. First one in late October, the 24th through 22nd. And the second one will be here in early November, the 4th through the 7th. We will also be hosting a German FAM with six journalists in mid-November, and we are in the process of rescheduling some domestic journalists that were supposed to be here the last few weeks, but we paused those visits for obvious reasons. The team is also working on a post-hurricane update Shellcast podcast. Want to, you know, get very quickly out there the message that, nope, we're back, we're open, many businesses are open, you know, you can come and vacation here this fall, no challenges. Some challenges, but minimal challenges. We also are working on a partner spotlight of Sun Harvest Citrus. And we are, the communications team is working on some targeted in-state media visits for Fort Lauderdale, West Palm Beach, Tampa, St. Pete, and the Space Coast. On the marketing side, as we always do, when there's a storm pending for our area, we paused our media placements, including our social, digital, and email programs. But we do plan to turn those back on next week now that everybody is getting back up and running. We are managing an open-close list of public beach parks on our destination website, and unfortunately, we are going to cancel the social media meetup for October 24th. We know you guys are still busy getting things back in order, but we will let you know when the next one of those is going to be. And as John mentioned, we are having our annual meeting on November 6th at the Calusa Sound Convention Center, and it will proceed as planned. We are going to serve breakfast at 9 a.m., and the program begins at 10. We have MMGY Global CEO Katie Briscoe as our keynote, and we will share a look at our new brand campaign for 2025, and you will hear about all our plans across the board for 2025. So if you haven't done so, you can RSVP for that at levycb.com. We are very much looking forward to seeing you then. On the sales side, first up, international. Charm will be at Brand USA Travel Week, UK and Europe in London next week, along with myself and Commissioner Pendergrass. And our contractor in Germany will participate in the Visit USA Halloween event in Frankfurt at the end of the month. On the domestic side, we will be participating in Retreat Resources Classic Southeast Roadshow that it will be held in North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia the week of November 21st through 25th. And then we will participate in a Destination Reps Chicago client event November 27th and 28th. Our visitor services team, proud to say that they reopened the information booth on Saturday at October 12th, and the volunteers were really happy, of course, to start welcoming visitors and residents back to Fort Myers and assist the traveling public in any way they needed. The team out there would also like to extend a thank you to our industry partners for hosting upcoming familiarization tours with the volunteers because it's an important learning tool. They visited Headpins yesterday. They'll take a bus ride and learn all about Lee Tran on October 23rd, and they will have a dolphin tour with banana boat tours on the 29th. They'll be at the Hyatt Regency Coconut Point Resort and Spa on November 8th and Tour Miramar Outlets on November 14th. Any partner that is interested in hosting, sharing your business with our volunteers, please reach out to Simone Baer and she will help coordinate. Also want to say, and I think we probably have someone from Visit Florida listening in, but you know, not only do we have local partnerships, but we have state partnerships, and one of those most important partnerships is Visit Florida. They will be providing recovery support to our area. They are going to capture video and still in the area in the next couple of weeks post-storm, and those images and videos will be shared through their social channels. So happy to report that. And I have two other one reminder that's new and one is a reiteration. Please complete, this is for our hoteliers, please complete the July through September occupancy survey you receive from Down St. Germain or DSG as we call them around here. For those of you who have already completed the survey, thank you, but we did extend the deadline due to the recent storms, and we'd very much like you to participate. I will remind you, there's a co-op benefit to participating. You get some free cash in the co-op if you complete all four surveys for the year, and you also have an opportunity to win a much larger co-op credit if you are the one that gets drawn from the list of those who completed all four surveys. And then, you know, again, a reminder to RSVP for the annual meeting on November 6th at levycb.com. So now I am going to give you the floor. We appreciate you sharing any concerns, any updates from your properties, any challenges you face during the storm so that we can have that information and communicate with other people throughout the community to, you know, address any issue, any challenges or issues you've experienced. Or if you just want to chat, feel free to hit star two and share what you would like.
Good morning, Tam. It's Jay.
Hey, Jay.
I have a question on room count. Do you have a current room count for the county?
I do, Jay. I wish I did. Back to not hearing back from everyone. I'm pretty sure that all the rooms are offline in Boca Grande. We're trying to have those communications. It's been, as you can imagine, a little bit of a challenge. We know that South Seas has not reopened. You know, there are a few properties, so we're working on it, but I do not have a current room count at the moment. But it's going to be smaller than it was.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anybody else?
Tam, it's John.
Hey, John.
Tam. Hey, I just wanted to reiterate what you just said, you know, with South Seas being out until I think December and a couple others here on the island, we're down about 214 rooms as compared to pre-Milton. So we've taken a step back a little bit, but once again, it's weeks. I don't think it's, you know, I think it'll be 8 weeks, something like that, before we get those units back. I fully anticipate that they'll be back for season, but you're right, having a tough time getting a hold of some of these folks, and even when you do, it's hard getting a date
or an answer
when they
right?
think they'll be
you
back.
Know,
exactly, right.
You know, I think that's been the challenge, you know, on this end is, you know, we're trying to do budget projections and all those conversations are happening, you know, and I know even a few reopenings may have been delayed as a result of this. I know I saw an update from Sundial. Looks like they've pushed back to January 1 on some of their units. You know, we are absolutely communicating and trying to keep track of everyone, but I do think, you know, again, I don't know that it set us back a year. It might have set us back a month or two. But, you know, there are some challenges. And I know particularly Boca Grande, you know, has some challenges out there. So that is the one area that we haven't been able to get, you know, good communication with yet. But we're working on it. Anyone else?
Good morning. This is Ani Farrell with Crown Plaza, Fort Myers, Gulf Coast. Thank you
Good morning,
for
Ani.
Setting up this call. Yeah, thank you. I'm just pleased to share that our hotel did not get affected by the hurricane last June. We held very well. We had power throughout and were able to accommodate some guests and first responders during the storm and after. I would also like to share that, you know, between Helene and Milton and all the horrible news that were in the media, we did, several of our group clients got scared of the storms reoccurring in Florida and ended up canceling the fall programs with us and rescheduling for the spring. And I was just curious if that occurred at many other properties or it's an isolated incident. But I'm really happy to hear that Fort Myers Beach is recovering and reopening quickly, because when the beaches and the islands are open and do well, that definitely encourages people to travel and stay everywhere, not just on the beaches. So great news so far.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Ani. You know, We're so grateful for the properties, you know, that we're able to host the first responders. I should have probably led with that. I know Jen was placing a number of people. You know, we have a person stationed at EOC. Our hurricane goddess, Pam Brown, has retired. New hurricane goddess, Jen Walla was there working on that. And, you know, we appreciate the support that our industry partners give us and providing updates on the rooms during that period. You know, it makes a huge difference. And, you know, Ani, since you mentioned it, grateful to you for what you were able to do, but there are many others to say thank you to. You know, that's a big part of it. And I completely agree. If we want people to get on airplanes and fly to Fort Myers, which is how the majority of our visitors get to us, having those beaches open and you know, having places to stay on the beach is critical. And we know that we've been suffering through that a little bit for the last 2 years. But as those properties come back and as we can send out the message that all the beaches are reopened, that makes an inordinate difference. So we too are ready for that to happen. And some beaches are open. You know, we've been, again, as I mentioned, posting that on our website and sharing, you know, that information. And the chambers do a really great job of it. If you're ever not sure, John and Jackie both do a really good job of saying what's open on their island. So make sure you follow that. Anybody else? Star 2 to unmute yourself. Hi there. Good to hear from you, Katya.
Hi. Yeah, you too. Thanks for this call. I just wanted to answer Ani's questions real quick too. You know, we've seen it where a lot of the weddings are, you know, in general not booking for the hurricane season anymore, October, November, where they previously used to. And we did have several, not groups, but guests that are you know, canceling even though we're open and they weren't supposed to come in until maybe for another month. They're just scared. So I think it'll take a while and it'll get better. But on that note, we are open. We open back up on Tuesday. Both we have two pools open and we're taking this time to remarcinate our main pool. So that'll open by the end of this week. So hopefully by Sunday, it'll be open. And, you know, the restaurant, the bar, our beach bar took a hit, of course, it being on the beach. But other than that, we're doing good. And we're open for the public. So if anybody wants to come and have breakfast or lunch or dinner, you know, feel free to stop by.
Or a pool day.
Or a pool day, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, thank you for that update, Katya. Appreciate it. And, you know, I know I've said it before, but we haven't even appropriately talked about Island Hopper, which, of course, we got caught up in Hurricane Helene at the end, Dev. But the amazing job the team at the Pink Shell did, emptying the pool, cleaning the pool, refilling the pool, and holding that closing event with for Island Hopper was just, you know, I was in awe, honestly. And, you know, what an impressive team you guys have down there to be able to do those things that quickly. And, you know, just can't say thank you enough. I think that, you know, of course, we didn't know we were going to get Milton at that point, but to be able to send the message that, yes, oh, 3 days ago, there was a little hurricane that brushed by, but yeah, we're open, we're ready. Look, we're having a big event. I think really sent a great message to potential visitors. You know, we've certainly had a lot of bad news. It's always good to have some good news too. And I'm sure everybody saw industry newsletter that there was a couple that had evacuated from Clearwater during Helene. Maybe they were visitors to Clearwater. I may have that part wrong. But they came further south and they ended up at Fort Myers Beach and ended up participating in Island Hopper. And they're like, we're coming back next year. They didn't even know that Island Hopper was going on. They were just escaping the storm and ended up in our area and participated. And now, you know, our fans and are coming back. So those kind of things, you know, it's a challenge. I'm going to be honest, as staff, trying to execute a program like that in hurricane season is a big challenge. Some people have said, should you move it? And I'm like, but isn't that when you need the business? We're trying to, it's that delicate balance of, you know, doing what we do. But I do think it makes an inordinate difference, and the messaging is so good from that. So again, I just want to publicly, at least on this call, publicly say how appreciative I am of the team at the Pink Shell for making that happen so fast.
All right. Thank you, Tom.
Yeah, absolutely. And Annie, I realized when Katia answered your question, I didn't. I definitely think there was some lost business due to the storm. I have not heard reports yet of canceled business because fall looks bad for the area. You know, I think it's something we're going to deal with. I know, you know, kind of some kind of relaxed policies around hurricane season. I know a lot of meeting planners have asked for that. And I think those are the ways that, you know, we can hopefully address that as we go forward, as it does seem like we are in some kind of unusual cycle with hurricanes at this time. But, you know, absolutely, I know there was lost business as a result of this. Anybody else want to hit star 2 to share? All right. Well, I'm going to say thank you for joining us today. You know, we appreciate all you've shared, and we want you to please feel free to reach out to us at any time. For our office, having good communication between us and our industry partners remains one of our priorities. And as I tell people when they call to give me bad news, even the criticism is appreciated because we can't address issues we're unaware of. So don't hesitate to contact me. I really do appreciate both the accolades, but also any challenges you're facing. We are really grateful for the partnership we have with each of you. And we look forward to seeing you at the annual meeting on November 6th. And if not then, our next TDC meeting on December 10th. Hope everybody has a good day. Thanks so much for joining us.